This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, do you kick me out now?
We don't really kick you out. Usually we take you back to a place, and then it's kind of, it's not weird about you getting out of the vehicle.
Oh, this is, I like it weird.
Yeah.
It feels good. It feels like there's a thickness in the air.
Yeah. Woo! Leaving like, anytime like, soon. Welcome to Uber Spicy, the hot new spicy food challenge in a car. Today we have a special guest with us, comedian BJ Hurry. Woo! Welcome to the show.
What's up? Thank you. Thank you.
How are you with spicy food?
I'm pretty good.
You're pretty good. Okay.
Yeah, my mouth is good with it. My stomach is okay with it. My butthole is just itched. We'll talk about that later. Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah. So we'll all be thinking of each other tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
BJ's doing this.
Should we call each other? Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm doing.
You know, fire right now.
It would be kind of like a blood pack, but like a poop pact.
<Right. Yeah.
laughs> Oh, God. We still got to shake on it, though.
If we do it, we have to film it.
Of course. From waist down only.
Yeah, exactly.
And then have the audience guess which one it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, all
yeah.
Right.
We're not going to have
They'll
people
know
do that.
By Matt Bush.
Listen. I want to ask you a really personal question. Both of you, actually. This may be inappropriate, but I ask a lot of people this.
Okay.
Do your pubes curl?
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, don't say it like that. Like, duh. There's a reason
pubes.
I'm asking. Do your pubes curl?
Yeah.
Mine's are straight.
You have straight
what?
Pubes.
Straight as this.
No
I can
way.
Part my hair. And there, yes.
You can make pigtails?
Yes.
Wow. You can style it.
I didn't know right. pubes oh. curled until I was 21 years old.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I thought everyone's were straight. So, okay, that's good to know.
Oh, yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Pubes curl.
I like to know the status of people I interact with.
I mean,
with
that's
pubes.
How they get the name Short and Curlies.
Oh, my God. I think
Revelation.
We should just end now.
End now.
Oh,
the show's over.
Whoa. Mind blown.
BJ has been enlightened, and he does not need to do anything else the rest of his life.
I'm done. What's the meaning of life? Finding out that pubes... are curly. Holy cow.
Let's start off with Sriracha coming in at 2,200 Scoville units.
Boom.
Down the hatch.
Oh, that's quite lovely.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me explain the rules of the game.
Mm-hmm.
We've got six sauces. You can have as much liquids as you want
okay.
up until the sixth one.
No.
On the sixth one... You want to get through the 5 minutes of fire and win the prize. You have to go 5 minutes without any liquids or milk or anything like that.
Okay.
All right.
Look, are you guys okay?
Are you
under duress? Is someone making you do this?
We're always
is
under duress.
Is she making you do this? Is she making you do this?
I'm holding her hostage.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's
yeah.
how I get people to love me too.
She has a Stockholm syndrome.
Sure, he keeps me locked away, but I like him.
Oh, you give me that sauce there.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to do the second one?
Yes.
Nice.
The second one is our very own Uber Spicy Original Habanero Hot Sauce. We don't know the Scoville rating on this one here, but it is our.
That's your guys' hot sauce?
Yes.
Can I see that?
Yeah.
You guys have your own hot sauce. Look, there you are. Right there.
That's us, yes.
Wow.
You can have that bottle if you want.
Really?
Yeah, you can have it.
I'm going to fuck it.
Fuck it. And
yeah, that's how I show I love things. I just like you guys, so.
I just envisioned that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you did. Who's going in who?
All right, here we go.
Yes.
All right, BJ, tell us about yourself. Where are you from? How long in comedy? All the stats. What you got?
Born in San Antonio, Texas. Grew up in Dallas. Lived there till I was about 10. My dad actually moved us up here 29 years ago to open the Home Depot on Milwaukee Street.
Oh.
Yeah, right where that Staples is next.
Yeah.
It was a house there. It was my first house.
Uh-huh.
And right where that It used to be the Macaroni Grill. Now it's the Magnificent Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was like a dirt field, and that was my playground.
Wow.
That was moving here was a trip.
What year was that?
God, I don't know. 29, whatever 29 years ago was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're I'm terrible at doing that.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I'm not,
we'll
not that kind of Asian.
We'll put in the answer later.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll show it on the screen.
There's two kinds of Asians. There's the kind that are good at math and working hard and saving money. Then there's the kind that plays video games and cooks. I'm the second one.
You're the second one.
Yeah. Well, what do you cook?
What do you got? I can make anything taste delicious. My specialty is cooking broke.
Cooking broke.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those, like, all we got is a package of ramen, two hot dogs, and a package of Parmesan cheese. Dude, we got two course meal right there. Done. Would you like an amuse bouche?
This episode is brought to you by Barbecue for Life. At Barbecue for Life, they have something for everyone.
Whether it's traditional barbecue you're looking for or vegan and vegetarian options that taste amazing and fill you up, come let them feed you.
Also, if you need gluten-free or dairy-free, this small mom-and-pop locally owned restaurant on Vista is the place that can take care of it all.
Everything is smoked, made, and baked in-house with love, including their wonderful desserts with vegan and gluten-free options available as well.
Along with wine choices and local craft beer on tap with a Merriweather cider option.
They are open every day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and located at 930 South Vista in the Vista Village.
Check them out.
They're delicious.
I'm good at doing comedy.
Oh, not long. Year and a half?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A year and a half ago, I quit my job as a DJ over at the Spearmint Rhino. I was there for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what I was going to do. I just knew I was tired of doing that. And I made a good friend, and he was like, well, why don't you do comedy? And I go, I absolutely would love to, but I need to pay my bills. He goes, I'll pay your bills for a year, write comedy, and do stand-up. So that's what I did.
Wow.
And holy so I got a fast track on,
that's
like, you know,
cool, yeah.
I was hitting every open mic I could, which was 4 or 5 days a week, writing all day long, all night long, and running the jokes by him. And he was like, let's keep it going. He paid my bills for a year and a half.
Wow. So all right, let's move on. Number three, this is Tear Fink's Curse, coming in at 99,000 Scoville units.
BJ, we saw you compete in November's Comic of the Month, and you were just in the first round of Comic of the Year. Did you make it to round two?
I did not, unfortunately. And I have a problem with time management.
Oh.
As you can tell, as I was late.
You but, put 2 minutes here?
I mean, still though, you guys were here early.
Yeah.
That's like a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
I run on what's called Asian time.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, if I say I'll be there in 5 minutes, it's really 10. If I say 20 minutes, I'm still in bed. Yeah, absolutely. Same thing as tweaker time. Except I'm not going to steal your stuff and help you look for it. During my performance, for a split second, I forgot the next word leading into the next joke. And someone went, woo! And I was like, thank you for that woo, that really weird placed woo. I like a woo. A woo is a good woo. Woo is a famous Asian last name. And I was like, dude, get back on track. I went over by 40 seconds.
Oh, and that disqualified you?
It didn't disqualify me, but they deducted points.
Mm.
And not many times in my life have I been certain about something to where I feel the confidence of like, no, I did a good job.
Yeah.
Brett Haney came up and asked me, and he goes, hey, how do you think you did? And I was like, no, I know I killed. I did a great job. I was on point. I remembered every nuance of my jokes, everything. Killing it. The crowd was laughing. And then I didn't get chosen. And I was like, ah, it's because I went over. I just know it.
Yeah. Dang it.
As soon as that light, so the light flashed and then turned off, right? And then stayed solid and then turned off and then was flashing. And I was like, oh my God, get off stage.
How much time do you have between the first flash and the solid?
So the first flash is you got a minute left. Solid is your time is up. Flashing is get the hell off the stage.
Okay.
Wait, let's talk about that last one. There was like no heat.
Oh, you didn't feel anything?
I didn't feel anything.
No.
It was delicious.
Maybe you didn't get enough on yours.
Should I drink some?
Well, no. I don't have any for you to drink.
No. I'm glad you said no.
About 12 or 13 years old, my mom came into the room. Thank you. My mom came into the room randomly, and she goes, you know, Korean pepper. My mom's Mexican. She goes, Korean pepper. Gochu, little pepper have a big spice. You have sometimes grown the garden, big pepper have no spice. It's not a good pepper. You don't want that kind of pepper. And that was it. She left the room. Right? took me 3 days to realize she was not having a delightful talk about gardening and produce. She was trying to tell me it's okay to have a small dick as long as you fuck good. I really miss that lady. She's not dead or anything. We just love talking to her because of shit like that.
This next one you're going to feel.
Okay.
Next one is Da Bomb.
Oh, the famous Da Bomb.
Coming in at 135,600 Scoville units. This will put a hurting on your butthole.
Are we putting them in our buttholes?
Today, yeah.
Okay.
Spicy.
Oh, immediate.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
BJ, we saw your joke on Instagram where you say, don't know if you can tell by my small penis, but I'm Asian. And on Instagram, you tag Bobby Lee. Are you a fan? And other than small penis and a comedian and Asian, do you have anything else in common with Bobby Lee?
Bobby Lee, I'm fucking coming for you. You understand me? There can be only one. Oh, holy shit, that's hot.
Would you like some milk?
No, I'm good. I'm going to raw dog this. Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right.
So, I am a fan of Bobby Lee.
Me too.
His iconic joke where he was like, my dad got me my first job selling corn, and he's just on the side of the freeway going, corn! Corn! I love that bit so much. Wow, Da Bomb is kicking. Okay, yeah, I gotta do.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Da Bomb, wow. And they get less spicy from here, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Totally.
Okay, good, because that's all I can handle, actually. Holy shit, Da Bomb. Maybe I will take some of that milk. Holy cow. It builds and builds. It keeps going.
All right. Let's go on.
Are you sure?
We can wait.
No, let's do it. But I just want to make sure you're good, bro.
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm just checking on you, you know? I care about your well-being. And maybe, you know, I'm not stalling or anything. I just want to make sure you're good. Yeah, I'm just concerned about you, bro. That's all.
Switch that milk around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Do you have plastic laid down?
Plastic for puking?
No, and well, fluids.
I do have puke bags if you need them.
I'm good.
All right, next up.
Woo.
Melinda's ghost pepper wing sauce and condiment coming in
Melinda.
At 400,000 Scoville units.
Melinda sounds like a real cunt.
She is, down the hatch.
All right, BJ, why is your hair so damn long? Ba-dum-bum.
I couldn't afford a haircut one day.
No.
One day.
So I just stopped getting them.
Really? Mm.
Yes. I just had 5 inches cut off because it was becoming ridiculously unmanageable.
Mm.
I had... Okay. I forgot when I... This is an ordeal. I have to be aware of this with everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
Sleeping, working on something,
shutting
everything.
Shutting car doors.
Exactly. When I'm pooping... I have to make sure it's out of the way.
Have you shit on your hair before?
I didn't move my hair one time. And I wiped poop into the tip of my hair.
Oh, God.
And I thank God I was at home. Because I got immediately in the shower. I took a full shower.
Oh, yeah.
I cleaned my
you
house.
You disgusted yourself.
Yes, I had to do everything I could to make the inside of me not gross, you know? And so, like, I was like, screw it. I got to get some of this cut off. I like to say I got it from my mama because she's Korean.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And holy shit, that Da Bomb is still there.
Yeah, it lingers.
Okay, how are you with spicy food? You good with it?
I mean, I do this.
Yeah.
I mean, my eyes water and I often choke, but we're having fun.
But you, I don't know Morse code, but I think it's like something like S O S. Okay. Woo! This last one's gonna fuck me up, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's okay. I have a bit about my testicles not descending, and I never got that fixed for a reason. The doctor was like, if you don't get it fixed, you can't have kids. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
And he was like, you're cool. You're 13. You're gonna make that decision. Looked at my dad. He's like, you're gonna let him make that decision? And my dad was literally, the doctor had his fingers up where my scrotum is, like, feeling around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you've experienced some shit like that. It's like a...
Get him out.
My dad watched the whole time. And when the doctor said, are you really going to let your son make this life decision? And my dad was like, I'm ready to let him make decisions whether or not I can have kids. That was disgusting. That was hard to watch. So yeah, no, never had any kids. Never.
Oh, nice.
I had one scare once because I was like on a weekend bender of mushrooms. So like I forgot that I can't have kids.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean you're pregnant? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
She was a liar.
And they never descended?
They never descended.
They're in you.
They're in me.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they're like the male ovaries.
Wow. Yeah.
You don't have balls that hang down.
Nope.
That's what you're saying.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Huh.
That's fascinating.
Remember Waiting starring Ryan Reynolds?
Never saw it.
Get out. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. That was immediate reaction.
Car.
I'm sorry.
In his car.
I'm sorry.
Get in my car.
Ryan Reynolds is a treasure. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, like I say.
You ever worked in a kitchen?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, you know the gross games that are played?
Yeah, I've seen some.
In the movie, they touch on a gross game of surprising someone with showing them your balls.
Mm-hmm.
There are different moves that you can do called the goat, or the chicken wing, or the bat wing. It's where you grab the skin and stretch it out really, really thick, or really, really wide. I'm the king of the bat wing.
Are you?
That's, dude, it's like a sheet of paper. It's like a bumpy
so
sheet of paper.
So the skin's still there?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
Wow. I see.
It's like a turkey neck. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the noise I make when I want a blowjob from my girlfriend. I just walk around the house. She fucking hates it.
I don't know why.
I love you, baby. If you're watching this, I'm so sorry. Fuck. Okay. Are you ready?
All right, this one. I'm ready. If you want a drink now, get it.
Okay. I think I'm going to listen to you. Because it looks like you've done this before.
Once we pop this in our mouths, I'll start the 5-minute timer. And Wendy will have a question for you.
Okay.
And we'll try to make it through this 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's rough. It's going to hurt.
Should we hold hands?
I don't know.
Could we? It'll make me feel, but can we just hold? No, come on. Quit being gay about it. Come on. Be a man. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Woo!
It's time for 5 minutes of fire.
Oh.
I hate this.
Well,
yep, okay.
You commented, BJ, on our picture from the Jake Shuma Bakuro show. Are you a fan? Do you play the ukulele?
미안해, 나는 미국 사람 몰라. 그런 게 나는 한국 사람이야. 한국 알아? 몰라. 아이고야. 오, 이거 매워요. 아!
Did we break him?
We.
Oh.
Broken?
Okay. All right, where'd I just go? Oh, I went to the motherland. Jake Shuman. Shimabukuro. That man, oh my God, he's a ukulele god.
Yeah.
I am a huge fan. I had no idea he was in town.
Yeah.
I don't go to shows very often. If I would have known he was coming, I would have definitely locked it down. Wow! Yeah.
Woo!
Oh. Roll that window down.
Oh, here, yeah, you need some.
This is...
There you go.
What's the name of this again?
Hellfire Doom.
Okay, to whoever made Hellfire Doom, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you kick puppies. Whoa! 5 minutes and I don't... Okay, Jake... Oh, listen, Jake, if you're watching this, you should know. I'm thinking of you right now. Well, the inside of me is on fire, and that should be a compliment, but I don't think it can be. Yeah, his performances are always stellar.
Have you watched him live, then?
I have not. I've watched live on recording.
Yeah.
Oh. That's all in the back of my throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too.
I'm so glad it's, like, cold outside.
Yeah.
This would suck if it was, like, 100 degrees outside.
Yeah.
It feels like there's fire ants biting the back of my throat.
You're terrible too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't, but I'll tell you later.
Oh my God.
I can't talk much right now. We're halfway.
BJ, do you DJ at the Torch?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Oh my God. Weekly?
Weekly, yeah. It only lasts about 15 minutes.
Oh, that's all.
10 to 15.
That's all. Just 15 minutes of floating. Oh, I think I can see into the future.
Are you feeling high?
Yeah.
Some people get high.
Yeah.
Lightheaded.
Yeah.
Woo! I do DJ at the Torch.
2 minutes to go.
It is an interesting job. 100% of the conversations that I have with coworkers and dancers and customers and customers would get me sent to HR
and
any other industry.
Right. right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is no joke.
Nope.
No, no. It's uber spicy. This is uber shitty. Wow. I'm pretty sure I'm turning more Korean right now. Minute 20 to go. We got this, guys.
Yeah.
Do you have any shows coming up?
I'm going to show my toilet my asshole. I'm going to show my girlfriend my more feminine side when I get home. Babe, can you hold me, please? I'm going to show my dog all the love in the world because I just keep thinking of my loved ones right now. Whoa. Mom, I love you.
Be careful with your eyes.
Less than a minute to go, guys. I'm getting my drink ready.
That's the name of your sex tape. Less than
a minute to go, yeah.
And that's the
beginning. Yeah,
starts, less than a minute to go. Yeah, I'm taking the cap off. It's getting
yeah. Woo! Yeah, this one is a little extra.
I understand
today.
Why Leslie had such a wow.
Yeah.
All of your previous guests, good job, guys.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Marina Wool.
Yes.
Wow. The boss.
Crazy.
Yeah. She was straight poker face the whole time. Ugh.
Yeah. Derek Sheen did pretty well.
Yeah. I think.
We're almost there.
Almost there. Holy shit.
We're gonna start the countdown.
It's like the first 10, time I did a plank.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, cheers.
You didn't take a drink, you climbed the mountains of sauces, you stumbled a smidge at the bomb, hellfire doomed, has our mouths on fire. You got through 5 minutes of fire. Was there anything you'd like to say, promote?
I think as adults, we don't get asked enough. When's the last time you sharted?
Sharted my pants?
Yeah.
Oh,
I hope it was your pants.
Yeah.
Let me take my shirt off.
Sharted my t-shirt.
Yeah.
2 years
for me, literally. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think me as well. It's been a while.
Because I know that feeling of, is this one risky?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you just keep it in.
I can't believe I turned down milk at first.
Yeah.
Well, your sharding experiences after today. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have any shows coming up. I don't have any promotions coming up. Oh. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
For this experience.
Thank you.
What
did
you win? What did I win? Holy shit, I win stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. This is no joke.
Great job, man.
Wow, this is no joke. What?
Oh, yes.
Huh. You did a fantastic job.
Thank you. You guys are insane.
Yeah.
BJ, thank you so much for being on the show today. That's going to do it. We'll see you next time on Uber Spicy.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for being on the show.
Whew.
I didn't know you said that. But
it's okay. You got to have the last word. I get it. You're the host.